Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. It is now very close to Hanukkah, and it's time to tell Hanukkah stories. One of the great things to do when the candles are burning is to tell the Hanukkah story of Hanukkah. That is the story of how the great miracles of Hanukkah took place. Some people think that as the candles are burning, it's a time to do whatever. But actually, while the candles are burning, Jewish women have a custom not to do work, because part of the Hanukkah story involved a Jewish woman. Most probably her name was Yehudah, there's different opinions, but similarly, that's who she was. Similarly, she was the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. In any case, there's many beautiful stories to tell about Hanukkah, and I really encourage all of you to tell these stories while the candles are burning, because part of the mitzvah is Persumei Nisa, that is publicizing the miracles of Hanukkah. And the first place to do that is right in our own home, after we light the menorah, to sit and talk about the miracles of Hanukkah. What about playing dreidel? Well, that's also a great way to publicize the miracle, because the dreidel has on it the four letters, Nez Gadol HaYasham, or should live in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, Nez Gadol HaYapo. A great miracle happened here. A great miracle happened there. We don't live in Israel. And that helps us to remember about the miracle. And so when we play dreidel, it's a good idea not just to play dreidel, but to also tell a little bit the story of the dreidel. How children were so brave that they didn't listen to the mean rules of the Greek army. Greeks didn't want us to learn Torah, and the Jewish children didn't want to listen to that. And therefore, what they would do is they would hide in different places, and if the Greeks came and found them learning Torah, they would quickly put away the Torah books where the Greeks could come, because they would usually have somebody watching out. And then they would take out the dreidels and say, well, we're just here playing dreidel. We're just playing with this toy here. And as soon as the Greek soldier would go away, the children would again take out their sfarim, and they would continue to learn Torah. So these types of stories are the stories that we should be telling while the candles are burning. Or maybe we'll be eating latkes. Well, latkes is also a story. Why do we have latkes which are specifically fried in olive and oil? Some people actually are careful to try to use olive oil, because oil is what the miracle took place with. When the Jewish people found that the Greeks had made impure all of the oil in the base of Mikdash, then they looked and looked and looked until they could find at least one jar of oil that was still sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and it was only enough for one day. But it would take 8 days until they could travel, make the new oil they needed, and travel back. But miraculously, the one little bit of oil lasted for 8 days. And therefore, we eat food which has oil in it to remind us of that miracle. So even if we're eating during the time of the lighting of the menorah, after the menorah has been lit while it's burning, which is very common, could be the supper time, but by eating these foods that have oil in them, at least some of the foods, this helps us to remember about the miracle of the oil. But of course, we should mention it, we should tell the story of the dreidel. Now, I would like to tell you, though, a different story, in addition to all these stories about Hanukkah, which you probably already know. I'd like to tell you another story that you may not know. The story goes like this. Once there was a Jew, he was a chassid of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, not this Lubavitcher Rebbe, but rather one of the earlier Lubavitcher Rebbes. I think it was actually the Tzemach Tzedek, Menachem Mendel. And he visited the Rebbe for Tishrei. He visited the Rebbe, perhaps it was Sukkot. And Sukkot is a long time before Hanukkah. it is really more than 2 months. And so he's very surprised that the Rebbe told him, when you go back home and you go out to your job, he was a wood chopper, and you go out to the woods to chop wood for people to use for their stoves for the winter and their fireplaces, make sure to carry your Hanukkah menorah and your Hanukkah candles with you. He was kind of surprised. It's 2 months before Hanukkah. Kind of surprising that the Rebbe should give him advice while it's still Tishrei about what to do during Hanukkah. Okay? So, when he went home, he would go back to his job of chopping wood and then loading it onto the wagons and bringing it back to people and selling it so they could have warm homes and they could cook during the winter. They would have enough wood. He made sure that when he went out to the woods, he would have his menorah with him and he would have his candles with him. Felt a little bit silly. So long before. But every day, that's what he would do when he would go out to the woods. Now, he had a little hut there in the woods, and sometimes he would stay overnight. Let's say he was up very, very late chopping wood, and he didn't feel that it was a good idea to walk home by himself through the woods at night, or perhaps for other reasons he wanted to stay in this hut, or sometimes it would be very snowy. It would be hard to travel. Maybe he'd be out there chopping wood, and the snow would start, and then he would stay in the hut. He would have some kinds of food there that would last for a long time that he could use. So he did have a hut. Well, one day as he was out there in the woods, and it was still about 6 weeks before Hanukkah, began to snow very heavily. And it snowed, and it snowed, and it snowed so fast and so hard that he knew that he could not possibly travel back through the snow to his house. It was too far, too dangerous, it was too cold, and there was no way that he could do it. So, stayed in the hut that night, made a nice warm fire, and he had, like I said, different kinds of food that lasted for a long time. But what was surprising was that it kept snowing, and it kept snowing for days and days. And even when it stopped, it only stopped for a little while, and the snow was much too deep to travel back home. And then it would start snowing again. And he was really stuck there. And the days kept going, day after day, week after week. And sure enough, it was almost Hanukkah. And it's true that it wasn't snowing now, but there was so much snow that it was impossible to travel home still. And so he realized that the Rebbe knew somehow that it was important for him to be well supplied with Hanukkah candles way before Hanukkah. And so he had his Hanukkah candles with him. He actually traveled, even if he did a little walking from his hut to gather wood or cut down wood, he would travel with the Hanukkah candles and the menorah in his pocket. And that's what he was doing one day. It was close to sunset, and it was actually now, that night, was going to be the first night of Hanukkah. And as he was approaching his hut, all of a sudden, some bad people came rushing over to him, and they said, okay, give us everything you have, which is valuable, money, whatever it is, you have things in your hut, give us everything that you have which is valuable. Now, of course, he didn't really have too much that was valuable, but he gave them whatever he had, money, or if he had anything else of value, of course, he gave it to them. It's not worth risking his life, but after they took everything, they were getting ready to go, they said, now we're going to have to shoot you, because otherwise you will tell the police what we looked like, and they will come and capture us, and we'll be in very, very big trouble. He said, no, I won't tell them, don't worry, you don't have to worry, I'm not going to tell on you. He said, no, we don't trust you. This is what we always do, we rob people, if we think they might tell on us to the police, this is what we do. And no matter how many times he asked, they refused. And he realized his life was very much in danger. And not only that, but it looked like this might be the last day. So he said, I have one request before you do this. Please let me light my Hanukkah menorah. Tonight's the first night of Hanukkah. Let me do one last mitzvah, and then you do what you have to do. But let me do this one mitzvah. Okay, they said that, a little bit of goodness in their heart. They said, fine. and he took out his menorah, and he realized now that this was another reason, perhaps, why the Rebbe told him to carry his menorah with him. And so he lit the menorah lovingly, with all of the kavana that he could, and of course with a very strong and powerful prayer in his heart. And he whispered, he didn't want to exactly have them hear his davening, but he said, Hashem, please save me from these robbers. Hashem, please save my life. I have a wife, I have children at home. Please, Hashem, have mercy on me. But he didn't see any way that he was going to be saved. So, said the brachas, and he lit the first candle of Hanukkah, and he sang, Aner Salalu, Masur, with all of his heart, with all of his heart. All of a sudden, as he's watching the candles burn, and the robbers are getting ready to, you know what, Chas V'Shalom, there's suddenly a bunch of noise, and there are people running, and there are people shouting. He looked up. It was four policemen. They were after these robbers, were doing a bunch of other robberies. They came running, and the robbers were trapped because the policemen came from all sides, and they quickly tied up the robbers, and the Jew was safe. How did you know I was here? He asked the policeman. Yeah, this is way out in the middle of nowhere. Well, the policeman said, you see, we were quite a distance away, and we don't think that we would have noticed, but we suddenly saw a little light. We saw a little something burning. And we thought, wait a minute, what is that way in the distance, something burning? We better check it out. And we came over, and sure enough, it was you lighting that little candle. Yes, the Jew said, tonight's the first night of Hanukkah. And I had asked the robbers one last wish. Allow me to light my menorah. And they let me, and it seems that that is what saved my life. Because you saw the light of the menorah, and that way you knew to come over and see what the situation was, and you saved me. And so too, when we light the menorah, it might be a small light, but it is a light that is really something that lights up the whole world. The light of the menorah of Hanukkah, our sages tell us, is a very special light. It's a light that pushes away the darkness of galus, of exile. It's a light that is connected with Mashiach. In fact, some of our sages tell us it's the light that Hashem made in the very beginning of the world that he hid away for the future. And so therefore, everyone, please be very, very careful. Make sure to light your menorah every night of Hanukkah, and make sure that you publicize and tell people about the great miracle of Hanukkah. Some people put the menorahs in their windows. Some people put the menorahs in the doorways. Some people make public menorah lightings that people can see from far and wide. But the light of the menorah of Hanukkah, the light of the menorahs of Hanukkah, will surely push away the darkness of Galus and will help to bring Mashiach so much quicker. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, a wonderful, wonderful Hanukkah. Thank you for joining the story of the day.